Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Ghar se dola chala ladli ka kya nazara hai ye zindagi ka ghar se dola chala ladli ka kya nazara hai ye zindagi ka kitne nazo se pala tha humne har tarah se sambhala tha humne haaye humse juda ho rahi hai haaye humse juda ho rahi hai ghar ki yaadon mein wo kho rahi hai
aaj 4 minutes after 11 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. And of course, our beloved engineer, none other than Brother Bonface, who's with us every Tuesdays and Wednesday. He is our other co-pilot with us in the show. Wherever our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, wherever you are right now, well, I want to welcome you into the program. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning. It's a bit hot this morning here in Johannesburg, in Indonesia. It's hot, but it's a bit windy. And I know many, many people, listeners in KZN, in Maritzburg, they say, Molana, it's still pouring and it's still raining. Yeah. That's the power of dua. We made our niyat and our intention of our Khatmul Quran for beneficial rain. So that's it. That's how the rain is coming, subhanAllah, through the taqat and will and the power and ability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. We make dua that Allah ta'ala sent us some beautiful rain here in Johannesburg, here in Indonesia as well. We welcome the listeners as well of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company early this Tuesday morning. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132 plus 2784-786-3132. I see all the listeners are tuning in. Haji Anwar, mashallah, Haji Anwar Ahmad from Den Hauser is listening to us this right now. And the listeners in Marlboro says, Molana, we are with you and we're listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Remember, if you have any questions, you just need to send us a question on our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2784-786-3132. Today is the 7th of September 2021, which is also the 29th of Muharram, 1443. We welcome our beloved Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Arafat, jazakallahu khairan.
Somebody says, yeah, Ustad, dear Mufti Saab, I want to buy my husband a surprise gift. I want to buy him something in silver. How much of silver is a Muslim male allowed to wear? Anonymous Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anything we want to do in life, we have to refer to the noble Quran, the Sunnah Mubarakah of Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah 3, verse 31, Almighty Allah states, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, then follow me immaculately. Yuhbibukumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla wa La, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins are forgiven. Surah chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 31. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ittakhidhu min wariqin, that the ring and so forth must be made of silver, and it should not exceed a mithqal, 4.85 grams of silver. So that is the fatwa, the hadith in Tirmidhi. So remember, when you speak of silver, you want to buy, so it's a ring, it's fine. But you want to buy bracelet and chains and all that, that is haram and not permissible. The male must be a male and must not imitate females and non-Muslim culture and fashion. All that is haram. مَنْ تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَوَ مِنْهُمْ, whoever imitates a people and a nation, they become part and parcel of them. Authentic hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood and Musnad Ahmad.
Well, there's a sister here from Johannesburg. She says that, is there any Islamic way of getting a guy to propose for a girl? I really like this guy, Mufti Sahab, but don't want to talk to him or get involved in anything haram. So therefore, I want everything to happen in the halal manner. Is there any Islamic manner like salah or dua, etc., that I can pray to make him propose to me? Ustad, anonymous.
Every day, read 2 rakat salat and beg Almighty Allah. Read Surah 25, verse 74. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Oh Allah, grant us such spouses and such children that are the coolness of the eyes. So read that, but you must add one word, because many a time we think that this person is good or that person, but we do not know. We just look at some quality of that person. So say, in kana fihi khaira, ya Allah, if there's goodness in it for me, for now, the future, then let this person marry me, and so forth. So you must not approach him directly. You have brothers, you have nephews or somebody, so they can carry the message to him and tell him, you know what, why you don't come see my sister, come see my auntie, and so forth and so on. And Islamically, there's no problem. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam was there in Madian, in the house, in the home of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, and his daughters said, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam's daughters, ista'jirhu, oh father, employ him, because they needed somebody there in the farm to bring the water and so forth and so on. The father said, that secondary issue, inni uridu an unkihaka ihda ibnatayya hatain, I want you, O Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, you should get married to one of these two daughters of mine. So then he married them, and one of them, and he married Sayyida Safura radiallahu anha. The entire incident is mentioned in Surah 28, verses 24 to 28. You can read it there, chapter 28, verses 24 to verse 28, and see how Almighty Allah made them, that Islamically, for the girls' party to propose, also totally permissible. There's nothing wrong with that, but not you directly. The men should do that, either your father, either your brother, your nephew, so somebody like that, inshallah.
Somebody sent me a message right now, start saying that with the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please inform Mufti Sahab. We are happy to see that our beloved principal of Darul Ulum, Zakaria, and his son, they both have taken the COVID vaccine. So please inform Mufti Sahab. Ustad, anonymous.
So you must remember that people, if they took vaccine and so forth, so you must ask them. We are not here to defend people or something. We are here, you must remember, to defend the Sharia. We are here to defend Islam. So just today I sent out on all the groups, you must remember, that the vaccine is totally haram and so forth and so on. We don't follow people. We follow Quran Sharif. We follow Sunnah. We follow the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, regarding whom Nabi alayhi salatu salam said, Almighty Allah says, radiallahu anhum waradu an. And regarding Quran Kareem states, Surah 57 verse 10, wa kullu wa'adallahu al-husna. So this Mawlana did this Sheikh did this. Since where that is dalil in Islam? That is not dalil and evidence in Islam. that is a figment of your imagination. So you must remember that we don't do that type of things. So you want to use that as a dalil, that's your business, but Islamically is not dalil. So we're very clear on this issue. You must remember that those vaccines are totally haram and unacceptable and so forth. If a person has to travel somewhere and now he has to go, for example, and you must remember he takes the vaccine, so we will still say it's haram, but we will tell that person, make tawbah and beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. But that does not mean it's permissible. Quran made this clear that if your life, you are in fear that you will lose your life, and this khinzir, this swine, this wine, and so forth, فَمَنِتُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغِيُ وَلَا عَدِينَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلِي. So if you are compelled by circumstances and you don't go beyond the limit and so forth, you don't desire it, there's no sin upon you. That is where it's matter of life and death, necessity, need, and so forth. So our fatwa still remains the same. Vaccines haram in all countries, you must remember, and you must be blind to try and justify it. To take the rogue apartheid regime of Israel, if you read the Haaretz newspaper, you will find already they gave their people 3 jabs, and not second class, third class, they chose the best one. And lo and behold, so many thousands of people there are so ill and so sick, and so many died and what have you. And now they're speaking of the 4th jab, so you must remember. So this is not a pandemic, it's a plandemic. So if you can't understand that, then you go to the psychiatrist. It's not our fault, my brother.
Ustad, what's the masla? My husband and I were having an argument. He thought I was in the middle of my haid and said the words, I divorce you. Ustad, does this really count as one divorce, Ustad?
So you must remember, if you use the word, I divorce you, that is your husband used that word, and he used it once, then the one talaq will take place. Remember that. And yet you were angry and what have you and so forth. So in a case like that, if this is the first talaq, then the husband and wife can reconcile during the iddat, and thereafter he will only possess 2 talaqs. All this is clearly enshrined in the noble Quran, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 228-229. Almighty Allah speaks about the husband taking his wife back. وَبُؤُولَتُهُنَّ أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ أَنْ أَرَادُوا إِسْلَاحًا. So you must remember that in a case like that, the husband can take her back and he will only possess 2 talaqs. But if he gave 3 talaq, then you must remember there's nothing he can do. He can't remarry her, he can't reconcile with her and so forth. So therefore, you both need to read your 2 shukr namaz, that it was not 3 talaqs, it's 1 only. So you can reconcile and remember there won't be a big problem, but he only has 2 talaqs left for the future.
So what would you do, Ustad, if your spouse becomes lazy in their prayers or other Islamic obligations? Am I entitled for a fasakh, Ustad?
Remember, you must start ta'aleem in your house. Take the works of Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya, Hazrat Shaykh Nawar Allah Marqadahu, the faza'il works and so forth, and try and win them over, whether it's the husband, whether it's the wife. Islam will not just say torna, just break. So Islam will say talaq, divorce, or and fasakh, all that must be the last resort. So look for other options where you can make jorna, where you can make the marriage work and so forth. Take the work of Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah, Riyadu Salihin, is translated in so many languages, English, Urdu, French, and so many other languages. So in that way there, you start reading it, and you beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So many a time we know, people were a little bit lazy regarding Salat. The one spouse, the husband or the wife, used to cry, beg Almighty Allah. And today, mashallah, never mind 5 daily Salat, they're reading Tahajjud and everything. So that will be our advice regarding that issue.
I see the sister from Azadwal, Ustad. She says, I would like to remain anonymous. What would you consider causes serious enough for a divorce, Ustad, urgently?
So you must remember, if the husband, he committed adultery. Now this morning I answered it, I received a question yesterday, that way you must remember, the son-in-law, he slept with his mother-in-law and so forth and so on, Allah forbid. According to Hanafis, that the nikah is broken already, so of the daughter to the son-in-law and so forth. So the point I'm making here, if he, the her husband committed adultery, Allah forbid, he went to the street ladies, escort agencies, what have you. So you can then apply and request the talaq. Or for example, he assaulted you, battered you up, hit you very badly, or he's not paying the nafaqah and he's not paying the minimum expenses for you, for your house, for your shop, for your clothing, for your medication, and so forth and so on. So all these will be valid reasons, but our aim must always be, as the Quran Kareem states, فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يُسْلِحَا بَيْنَهُمَا سُلْحًا. So they must make sulh. Remember that they must reconcile. So that is what Quran is teaching us as far as possible.
Somebody says, you start from Pirax. He says, tell Mufti Sahib, you only know somebody when you marry them. So Mufti Sahib, how do you try before you buy? I'm from Pirax, Ustad.
So you must remember, it's not you be the first person to get married in life, my brother. So your father got married, your grandfather got married, millions of people, we all married. So what did they do? So remember, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave eyes the prophetic advice, tunkahul mar'a li arba'in. Normally you will marry a lady for one of four reasons. Limaliha, either she's very, very wealthy and rich, or you know she belongs to the higher strata of society, they're very filthy, very, very well rich and rich and so forth. So Jamaliha, or she's a paragon of beauty, very, very beautiful. So now you feel this is the wife I want, but you only looked at the beauty. Wali Hasabiha, you look at their rank and status in society, you say that hey, me, nobody knows me, I'm a nun entity, let me get married in a famous family so I also will become famous and so forth. So people, they think like this, all these issues. Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wali deeniha. And look at the deen, the aqidah, the belief structure, the character of that person there, the taqwa, piety. Now how will you assess all this? So you find out from the ulama, you find out from the people in that area, in that town, city, that these people here, what's their income, how's the family, how's the brothers, sisters, are they married, are they stable, and so forth and so on, where do they read salat as far as the men go. So all that will give you an understanding. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, fasfar bidhati deen. You will be successful when you give the deen, you give Islam preference. Now today people just see a Qadiani, they see a Shia, they see a Aga Khani, they see someone there, and because they're rich or beautiful, or just give their son or daughter. So obviously that's totally haram. The Shia is a kufar, the Qadiani is a kufar, the Aga Khani is a kufar. So we need to get our priorities right, my brother.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, subhanallah. Ustad, talaqul mughallaza, is that regarded as two? Ustad,
talaqul mughallaza means three talaq. I don't know which kitab you were reading that said that talaqul mughallaz means two. That's wrong. Talaqul mughallaza means that you call it baynunatul kubra, you call it talaqul mughallaza, and so forth and so on. So that refers to three talaq. Whether the three talaq were given fil majalis, one you gave in 2010, one in 2015, 2016, one you gave now 2020, 2021. So remember all three talaqs, then Quran says you can't remarry, you can't reconcile. So she, after the iddat, has to get married properly, not this mock marriage and sham marriage and so forth for 1 day, 2 days, 1 week and so forth. An agreement is made that after that, when the second husband consummates the marriage with that person's ex-wife, then he will give talaq to her and so forth. Then there will be another iddat and she'll get married to the first husband. All this totally haram. And the hadith is very clear in Tirmidhi, لَأَنَ اللَّهُ الْمُحَلِّلَ وَالْمُحَلَّلَ لَهُ. Allah's curse is on both husbands who made this type of arrangement, and she will not be halal for the first husband. That is the fatwa of the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, and Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah's two prominent outstanding students, and that is Imam Abu Yusuf rahimahullah Rahimahullah and Imam Muhammad bin Hassan Shaybani Rahimahullah, whom we call Sahibain. Secondly, then if you allow these type of things, it's like the Kuffar Shias. They allow Mut'a prostitution. I have the book, they gave it to me. Tawdihul Masail Khomeini La'anahullah writes, you must remember, that you can make Mut'a and prostitution for 1 hour. So imagine, today you see the Arab countries, they're telling people, come tour here, welcome, welcome Egypt, welcome, welcome here. And you can get married for 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, all haram, all this. So today the Arab countries, 90% of them, 80% of them are anti-Islam, anti-Muslim, remember that. Therefore, we rule that majority of the Arab rulers, and that are even the rulers, are out of the fold of Islam. They worship America, they worship the enemies more than they worship Allah. They are there just bootlicking them and so forth.
Ustad, I see the brother says here from Pretoria, do you know that there's Mut'a as well taking place in Turkey? Please inform Mufti Sahib Ustad, anonymous.
So what if it takes place in Turkey? In Turkey, prostitution also is taking place. The Russian ladies are there. So you must remember, so it doesn't deter, I'm telling you, that majority Muslim countries today, Arab countries, are anti-Islam and Muslim. So they want, so now Turkey, one side, they will speak about Islam, but the other side, they want to be part of the European Union and so forth. So therefore, they have to play the juggling act and so forth and so on, walk on the, you know, the thin rope and so forth. So remember that that can't work in Islam. Islam says, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kafa." Enter into Islam in its totality and its entirety. So if you go to Turkey and you go to Istanbul, you will see it openly there. You must remember that the hotels and all that, there are so many Russian women and so. So they don't there just for joy, you know. They're there to entice so many men, and then people just turn a blind eye. So prostitution will continue, muta will continue, so many haram things will continue.
Somebody says here, gee, Mufti Sahib, I tell you, you can't live with them, and you can't live without them. Mufti Sahib, wives are dangerous. Why do all of them scream at their husbands when the husband didn't even say anything? Ustad, anonymous brother.
So yesterday, you must remember, one person sent one message. So he said and spoke about the wives, you know. He said that therefore the husbands, they have to give the wife a mask, you see. We are against all this mask business and that. But because you asked the question, so the son went to give the mother the mask. Like, so the mother got happy. She said, at least your father is thinking very good. He said, no, ummi. He gave the mask because he said, you must zip your lip now, you see. You must keep quiet. Don't talk too much in this type of things here. So you must remember that that is the habit of women. You see, Khattatul Quran, the person who wrote the Quran, Sheikh Usman Taha, so he, every Quran Sharif you find in Makkah, Medina is written by him. He wrote the entire Quran Sharif 7 times with his own Mubarak hands. To write one Quran Sharif take 3 years. Then they gave it to Mujamma Malik Fahad, and then it was, you understand, computerized and everything, and now they publish millions of copies and so forth and so on. If you know how to read Arabic, you will see in the last page is written, وَقَدْ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّاتُ Usman Taha. So why I'm telling you this? The first time I went to him, I went with my friend, Abu Bakr. So mashallah, we went and we spoke and all that. I kissed his hand. He wrote my name, everything, and so forth. Second time, I said, no, I'll take my wife, and we went. So then he asked me, Sheikh, your wife, she knows Arabic. So I said, Shuaya, Shuaya, very little, like, you know. So he said, his wife is from Turkey. She only knows Turkish language and Arabic. So how will they communicate? I said, Sheikh, woman, you don't have to worry. They know all languages. But he wasn't really satisfied. So we were talking. After 10 minutes or so, he stood up. He said, wait, I'm coming now. Then he came back. He said, no, I just wanted to see, is my wife and your wife, meaning, are they comfortable and is okay everything? He said, the way they're talking, like, you know, they know everything. I said, Sheikh, for a woman not to talk, that's a miracle. Remember that. Talking is their nature, so you must remember that. What the husband said. Story time. Akhbar-e Umar by Allama Tantawi Rahimahullah. So this Arabi, this Bedouin came. and to the house of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda. Sayyidina Umar saw him and he took a U-turn, he went away. So Sayyidina Umar sent the person who was there, the khadim or the worker, whoever, called that brother. So when he came back into the house of Sayyidina Umar, he said, "You came right till my door, why you went away?" He said, "Please leave it, let's not discuss it." Sayyidina Umar said, "No, you must discuss it." He said, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I had few words for my wife and she had many and several paragraphs for me. I told her ABC, she went and gave me a tongue lashing. So when I came here, I wanted to discuss the issue with you. So I could hear outside your wife shouting you. So I said, what does Amir al-Mu'mineen will help me, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, that his wife is shouting him and so forth." So Sayyidina Umar was a genius. He said, "It's fine. That lets me and you discuss it man to man, husband to husband. I got my wife, you got your wife. So let's discuss it. That who cooks your food?" He said, "Wife." "Who looks after your children?" He said, "Wife." He said that who, you understand, looks after your valuables, whatever? He said, "Wife." Like that, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu asked him 5-6 questions. Everyone, he said, "Wife, wife." He said, "Subhanallah." One lady and she has 5-6 portfolios. So occasionally, if she blows a top and so forth, so we also must keep quiet, you must remember that. So because sometimes they get frustrated because we're not helping also and so forth. So see the genius in Umar was. So we only look at the one side and we want everything pakki pakai. When I come back, I want the food ready, I want the house to be clean, I want everything mint condition. So it doesn't happen on its own, you know. So therefore sometime when we not to helping them and these guests and visitors, then they must blow a fuse also. And sometimes the women also go beyond the limit. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu salam said that you, the women, majority of you, you'll end up in Jahannam. So meaning the people in Jahannam, majority will be women. So the women were very, you know, sad and worried and concerned. Why, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith in Mishkat Bukhari Sharif, takfurna al-ashir, you are ungrateful to your husbands, wa tukthirna al-la'an, and you curse people abundantly. So that is the beauty of Islam. Islam told husband ABC, then it told wife XYZ. Islam told teacher ABC, then it told student XYZ. Islam told employer ABC and said employee XYZ. So everyone must know what their responsibility and functions are.
So, Ustad, I have a boy in mind. A good akhlaq boy, Ustad. My parents don't want me to marry him because he's poor. Do they have the right to choose a boy of their choice for me? Don't I have a say in my future, Ustad? Anonymous?
You must tell them that if that is the only reason that he's poor, so what do you mean really by poor? That he won't be able to afford a house, but he's able to pay rental. He won't be able to afford a Mercedes, but he can drive and buy a Toyota. So what do we really mean by poor and so forth? And Quran Kareem states, when you get married, Allah will enrich you out of his grace and mercy. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا خَطَبَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِمَّنْ تَرْدَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ. When someone proposes for your daughter, your sister, your niece, you're happy with the deen of that person, the religion, and the character and so forth of the person, فَزَوِّجُوا. Get your daughter, sister, niece married to him. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, you don't do so, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ عَرِيثٌ. Then there will be mayhem, chaos on this earth. Sometimes they run away, sometimes they continue their haram and so forth, Allah forbid. What did Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu say? إِلْتَمِسُ الْغِنَىٰ فِي النِّكَاهِ. Search for richness in nikah. So if that is the only reason that you are saying you want to marry him, he wants to marry you, but your parents are saying, "No, but he's poor." So speak to your chacha, your kaka, your uncle, speak to some senior people and they can knock some sense into your parents and so forth. So al-malu ghaidun ra'ihun. Remember, Wealth is such, in the morning is there, in the evening is gone. In the evening is there, morning time is gone. So don't base your decision only on that. That is my mashura and advice to you.
I see there's a brother saying, dear Mufti Saab, I think Mufti Saab should ask for maaf for calling those people who are the soccer team. We're listening to you, Mufti Saab. Ustad.
So you must remember that if people go to court as friends of the court to close the masjid, if people go to court the second time, they got no shame. They should have apologized for going to the court the first time. Quran Kareem states, Surah 2, verse 114, لَهُمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا خِزْيُوا وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. That for them there is disgrace in this worldly life, and for them there is a terrible, horrible punishment in the year after. You must ask them that question. You, with your big mouth, you must ask them that question. For what they went to court to close the masjid, for what they took the Quran Sharifs out from the masajid. The Quran got virus. Today I sent out to some people who are asking. I said, one of their Maulvis, they said, you mustn't go to the masjid. If you go to the masjid, the virus will come. The masjid is a super spreader. I said, this person committed kufr already. And if you want the clip, I'll send it to you. I say he already committed kufr. So that's one point. Second point, when that group of ladies who promote gay brigade, who promote lesbian, they went, your Maulvis, you must remember that, who you want to try and defend, they went again as friends of the court. So to go and say, no, we want the marriages recognized. You don't have shame. You go and join people to close the masjid. You go with such women who promote gay and lesbianism, and then you say, why we tell them they are like shaitan? Quran says they're shaitan. You must remember that. When the Maulvis and them don't practice, you must remember Surah 62, verse number 5, Kamathalil Himar, they're like donkeys, Quran says. Quran says, Famathalhu Kamathalil Kurb, they're like dogs. Quran is saying all that, my brother. So you must remember that. Third one. So they're not even prepared to say for those people who curse and swear and abuse our mother Siddiqa, Hazrat Aisha. You go ask all of them, whole lot, they go ask them, tell them on their radio's public statement, make a statement against the Shias, the Kuffar. You tell me which one is prepared. So you must remember that. So when people are, Nabi first go to Quran, chapter 9, verse 79. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us, in for the second one, use the verse Surah 5, verse 2. وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. That you must cooperate and assist in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And don't cooperate in sin and transgression. Friends of the court and enemies of Allah. Friends of the court and enemies of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Islam. That's what it means. There's no other translation, interpretation you can make. So people who mock Sahaba, okay, who find criticize Sahaba, Surah. I'm coming to point 3. Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُتَّوِئِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنُهُمْ. They mock the Sahaba, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنُهُمْ. Allah will mock them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And when you remain silent, السُّكُوتُ فِي مَوْضَعِ الْبَيَانِ بَيَانٌ. You're not prepared to speak because they're sponsoring you, they're sponsoring your organization. The government will feel upset. So what you speak about all these things here? Nabi alayhi salam said, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي. When you see those people cursing, swearing my Sahaba, فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ. Curse them for the evil they are doing. Hadith in Tirmidhi. Your so-called Maulvis, you must remember, not one is prepared to speak against them publicly. So what you think they're doing? They're doing a service or a disservice? 3. Fourth one, they appear on TV. So you must remember what Maulvis they are. Then they darken complexion, they put so much, you must remember, makeup and all that. So who you want to look like? The Hollywood star or Bollywood star or what? Man ghashyana falaysa minna. Who deceives us is not of us. So these are scholars for dollars, you must remember that. There's no question about that. So When you go on TV, all these things, what Quran says? Surah 24, verses 30, 31. Allah says the man must lower their gaze, the women must lower their gaze. How is that going to happen? You know TV, 99% of it is all haram. So we say 1%, there might be benefit. That also is disputable. So how can you go there? You know they promote alcohol, they promote homosexuality, they promote nudity, they promote music, they promote kufr and shirk. So every vice they promote, and you go there and justify it. So how does that work? Nabi alayhi salam said, La anallahu nazir wal manzur. Open Mishkat Sharif. The one who looks and the one whom they look, both are cursed. So what more you want? Then they promote vaccines, all boot licking. Then if you want to go further, this I don't say all, but one group I know, and if you want, I give you the names of the attorneys, they all living, you can go ask them. So you must remember, go ask Advocate Firoz Bouda, go and ask, he's a Hafiz also of Quran, mashallah, his senior counsel, go ask Zahir Umar, go ask his son Abu Bakr, that when the cartoon saga took place of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your Maulvis, which we say is not permissible to read Salat behind them. So you must, they have to apologize to the Ummah for selling the deen. You must remember this. So what they did, so their name will come in Sunday Times. So they allowed the cartoon of Nabi alayhi salam to appear, so their name could come. Go ask Zahir Umar, go ask Advocate Firoz Bouda. Would you want more Dalil, my brother? So you must know what you speak. So don't come here with your fairy tales. Yeah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. 17 minutes to 12 o'clock. You are tuning in, listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Somebody saying, Ya Ustaz, that dear Honorable Mufti Sahab, what is the story of those people who are pumps and they pumping Muslims, Ustaz?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the noble Quran, Wala Tajassasu, that you must not become a spy. So you must remember that. And Almighty Allah has mentioned this in Surah 49. So why do you want to become a spy? Do you want to please the government? Our government and all of them, if you see them, that all the corruption going on there. So why you don't try and rectify that first? If a person is going to the mosque and now you want to spy them, no, too many people are here and so forth and so on. So when you do all this, so Wala Tajassasu is Surah 49 and verse number 12. If you're going to spy on Muslims and so forth in this world, never mind in the year after, in this world, remember all Almighty Allah will expose you and humiliate you. And you can see today what's happening on the Twitter, what's happening to these brothers and so forth who are spying and so forth and so on. How Allah is humiliating them and disgracing them. So you must remember that. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, when people want to uphold Islam and now you go and cause them harm. So because you say, no, me, I will be curry favor with a politician, or I will curry favor with some people, you understand, high up ministers or whatever it is. So remember that Almighty Allah has mentioned this very, very strong wa'id and this very, very strong warning to you. And what is that? That Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states that those people, I read for you the verse, that those people, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, those people who cause the believing men, believing women, taklif, harm, and so forth. Iza, iza means to cause them harm. Bighayri maktasabu, without any justification. So if that person there, you must remember, went to the masjid. If that person there is doing something, and you go and pump him, or pump the people, the trustees, or whoever, then faqadih tamalu buhutana wa isma mubina. You will be carrying a major, major sin here on this earth and in the year after, and that is buhtan. You are making wild, wild allegations. Chapter 33, verse number 58. So think about it. So don't try and curry favor with people. Kain and mankan. Remember that. Once you do that, then you're not doing it sincerely. You're just doing it to curry favor. So our government and all of them, they had, you must remember last week, 2 weeks ago, they had a clear list of 80 countries. South Africa came out last. So you must remember that. So the corruption is from the top to the bottom. It don't mean two wrongs make a right. But yet the people want to practice Islam. And you are becoming the impimpi. That's the word we will use for you. So we make dua, Allah Ta'ala decimate, destroy you if there's no hidayat for you. Understand that. Because that is the harm you are causing.
Ustad, I see there's a listener who says, can we take the law into our own hands, Ustad, by beating him and hitting him? Ustad, it's our deen.
Remember that we never ever advocate violence. We never ever advocate that people must take the law in their own hands and go to this person. You just create greater mayhem and chaos. So yes, what you must do, which is happening now, so how many messages I'm getting, so you must remember, I'm not on the groups, nothing, I don't even know, but this person, he did this, he did this, that radio station, you must boycott it, and thus, and all. How many messages floating around, and so forth. So this is disgrace upon disgrace, you must remember that. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَالَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. When you can't speak against the Shias, when you can't, you go and close the masajid, when you go and change the Sharia in, and become friends of the court, then you're inviting disgrace. There's nothing else you're inviting. You're not inviting Allah's mercy. That much I can tell you. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَالَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. So whosoever Almighty Allah disgraces and humiliates, there's none to give them honor. That is clear cut. You must remember that.
I see the Mulana from Darul Zakaria says, Mufti Sahib, maybe the Shias are paying him. Honorable dear Mufti Sahib, Ustad.
So they are paying me or paying the spy?
Paying the spy, Ustad.
100%. You must remember that. Paying the spy, that 100%. You must remember that if the Shias don't pay them, those who are sympathetic to the Shias pay them. So, and they can't refute that. You must remember that. There's only three reasons why a Maulvi, a Imam, a Sheikh, a Mufti will not speak against the Shias. Either he's an agent for the Shias. So you must remember that. They're giving him. And it happened, I know of so many people this has happened to. So in South Africa and other countries, that's number one. Number two, if they don't pay you directly, then their agents will come to you. They are Sunnis, but sympathetic to the Shias, and they will say, you know what? No, man, they do this, and so forth. I myself, they told me they'll pay me, so I told them, you must remember, Islam is not for sale, and AK is not for sale. So that's the second one. Or third one, you must remember, this person here is total hypocrite. He got nothing to do with Islam. He just speaks of Islam from his mouth, but the heart is totally against Islam and devoid of Islam. Allah knows that, you understand what is people's heart. But these are the three main reasons. So therefore, Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah used to say, the Shia, that is in those times. So he said that the Shias are worse than the Yahud and the Nasara. They are, because they caricature, they inside. And remember that they will cause more harm to us. We know Jews, Christians, our enemy, majority of them, they're outside. But these people are inside. They are named Hassan, Hussein, Ali, Fatima, so forth, Zainab, and so forth. So they will cause more harm. And we concur and agree with Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. Now imagine if a person keeps quiet. I always pose this one question. Tomorrow on the day of justice, how will you face Nabi alayhi salam? When the Master alayhi salam said, my wife, my honorable wife Siddiqah was being slandered, cursed, and you kept quiet. What will you say to Shaykhain and Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Amir Muawiyah, all of them. Their names were taken through the mud by the Shias and their supporters and so forth. And you didn't make one statement. You couldn't speak. So you must, for what? So you must, to curry favor? So with who? With governments? With politicians? With your organizations? Our allegiance is not to any organization. Our allegiance is not to any government. Our allegiance is not to any politician when it tramples the Sharia. Our allegiance is only to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Deenul Islam. That is our allegiance.
So, Ustaz, girl coming into Islam, Can the father and uncle who are non-Muslims, can they be witnesses, Ustad, for the nikah?
No, you must remember, they can't be witnesses, they can't be the wali, nothing. وَلَيْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. When that lady is 18, 20, 25, 30 years old, she embraces Islam, so she will need a wali. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا نِكَهَا إِلَّا بِوَلِيِّن. It's authentic hadith. So she will need a guardian. So if everybody in her family are non-Muslim, her father, brother, uncles, so the Muslim, the Imam and them, they will become a wali. Al-Imam waliyum Allah waliyalahu. Then witnesses, remember, you must have two male Muslims, and you must be Muslim, and two male, or one male, two female. But for nikah purposes, just keep it as two male, and in that way there, remember, the nikah will be valid. So the non-Muslim can't be the witness, can't be the wali, can't be all these things there. Quran is very clear on all these things here. وَلَيْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا.
So Ustad, can we get our daughter married in a family that they do and attend Miladun Nabi, Ustad?
So you must remember, regarding the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and so forth and so on. So if we confine it only to 12 Rabiul Awwal, so that is not Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We must practice on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah daily in our life. It's not some Christmas business that the Christians, they say 25th of December, you must remember, is the day Jesus was born. And it's a lie also, fabricated. So we Muslims must not do that. We must be happy that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sent Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to us. We are the best of Ummah and the Barakah and the Wasila of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the Master Alayhi Salaam was, is, will always be the best. So it's not that we show our gratitude one day in a year. Every day we must show that. Abundant Durood Sharif, abundant Salam, abundant charity, abundant practicing on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and so forth. So what is needed is to educate the people, remember that.
Somebody says, my husband attends programs every night to start, and in the masjid, leaving me at home, it's starting to bother me as I am always left alone. Is it jais to ask him to stay at home sometimes to start?
Are you sure he's going for programs every day? Because today the men, some of them, we don't say all, they speak layyam bi al-sidatim, like the Jews, they speak with the folk tongue. So I know of incidents, I know personally. The husband told his wife that I'm going for Taraweeh Salat. The husband told his wife I'm going for lecture. The husband told his wife I'm going for gasht, and you know, for tabliq and so forth. When they went to investigate, he is by his girlfriend, he's there by his mistress, he's sitting there in the escort agency, he's in some hotel with some woman. All these type of things have happened. So you need to understand this, and you need to monitor his movements and so forth. For the husband every night to go out and say that Monday, Tuesday, that is not permissible. Night time is for the wife, night time is for the children. So yes, once a week, twice a week, you go for gush, you do that, very good, excellent. But if a person every night is missing, now you are trying to fulfill the rights of Almighty Allah and encroach upon the rights of creation, your wife, your children. So that is wrong. In Islam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَعْطَى كُلَّ ذِي حَقِّ حَقَّى. Verily, Almighty Allah has given everyone who's eligible to rights, their rights. So that is what we need to understand in Islam.
Somebody says, I have a very real problem, Mufti Sahab. My neighbor is somebody's second wife. He only sees her once in 2 weeks. Now, every time my husband is pulling out to go to work, she comes running to the car and grabs a free lift to work. I told my husband I don't like this, and now he says I am overreacting, and she jumps herself in the car. He can't be rude to her. I think she's making a plan to be his second wife, Ustad. She don't know me. I will donor her, Ustad.
Remember, you don't have to donor her. You must first tell your husband what he's doing is totally haram. So remember, he's come with all his fairy tale excuses. You're overreacting. For a male and female, they're alone in the car. He is your husband and she is somebody else's wife. They're alone. Nabi alayhi salam said, La yakhluwanna rajulun bimraati in illa wasalisuma shaitan. The third party there is shaitan. So they will start speaking, then he will make a joke, then they will start flirting with one another. Quran Kareem states, wala taqrabu zina. Never mind zina, fornication, adultery. For them it will be adultery. We're not saying they committed the crime, but to understand both parties are married already. And remember that Quran says don't even go near fornication and adultery. So it could lead to adultery. Remember that. You must put an immediate stop. You must tell her, you can't go with my husband, even if your husband feels bad. And you must tell your husband, he must sever all ties with her. And you must speak to her husband and tell him that he also needs to wake up and understand what's going on here and so forth. That's why when this question comes of second wife, third wife, I tell the man, you in this day and this age, majority of you, that you can't take the second wife. Why? Quran is saying that. Surah 4, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 3. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. When you fear you can't do justice, then you just have one wife. Now, according to your question, we answer the question, we answer it according to how the question is. So this lady is a second wife of ABC XYZ, and that husband comes once in 2 weeks. So it means 15 days, 14 days, 13 days, whatever, 10 days, he's spending with one wife. And with this wife, yeah, he's spending 1, 2, 3 days maximum, it seems. So how can that ever be justified? So now she found your husband. Your husband became a good Samaritan. Good Samaritan for her. So both of them are guilty. Not only she is guilty, your husband is also guilty. So no speaking of donoring and all that. Donoring, in for those who don't understand, it means to hit the person. So you don't have to hit her only. Your husband is the biggest culprit in this.
I see Buta, mashallah, from Bosman. He says, Mufti Sahib, I have an allergic reaction to woman. Mufti Sahib, my wife knows exactly if a woman come near me as I go into a fit. She says this is a good thing as I can't cheat on her. Mufti Sahib, did my wife make jadu on me? Buta Ustad.
So you must remember that, my brother, is very good that you can't look flirt with other women, you can't do anything. So you must read 2 rakat salatu shukr and say Allah Ta'ala protected you from all these vices and so forth. So for you and your wife, you must read Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Allah must enhance and increase the love for you. And so that you must remember, you remain chaste and pure with her and she with you. So both of you must read, and every couple must read, Allahumma hassin farji. Oh Almighty Allah, protect my private part and so forth. So that is what Islam teaches us. So you don't have to now over worry and overreact and so forth. No, my wife did jadu, my wife, all that, don't worry, nothing, she did nothing to you. So you must remember that she's making dua, that you must remain a loyal and good husband. So alhamdulillah, her dua got accepted.
Somebody says, Ya Mufti Sahib, there was a new guy in town that came to see me. My parents and I were both happy. When we fixed the date for the nikah, we get an anonymous call and we find out he is married with kids and they live in a totally different province. When we confronted him, he says polygamy is allowed in Islam and is insisting on marrying me. Mufti Sahib, will it be wrong to refuse? I don't feel so comfortable, even though it has taken a long time for me to even get a proposal. Anonymous sister, Ustad.
You must call it off. He's lying. So much deception, all that. When he came to propose, all that, he lied to you, lied to the parents in this sense. He never disclosed he was married. He never disclosed he had children, all these things here. So when you are starting on such a negative and shaky foundation, so how many more lies he will speak? So it's in your interest, because you asked me the question, immediately you should call it off and read 2 rakat salatu shukr. Tell your parents also that rather call it off now before the nikah and all that. Otherwise, you should come to know after nikah, it should cause so many rows and ructions. So immediately call it off and sever all ties with him. That is my advice to you.
I see there's an anonymous brother says, would you respect Mufti Sahib, if I play my cards right, I can marry my girl and her cousin on the same day. But which lady do I go to first, Mufti Sab? Both ladies accept my proposals. Anonymous brother Ustad.
They will accept your proposal because they don't know about the other one. Once they hear about the other one, they will put you in the middle and both of them will give you a good threshing and both will run away. So don't fool yourselves. You must remember, life is not about playing cards and all these things. Life is of taqwa. I am performing your nikah. I don't need you. Example I'm giving. Maulana Arafat performs your nikah. The Maulana, the Sheikh performs your nikah. So what does the nikah tell you? Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafs wahida. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. So you can't be playing with the lives of people and thinking you're playing cards, my brother. That Allah Ta'ala will humiliate you and disgrace you even more. So remember, you need taqwa. Taqwa is the ingredient for a peaceful, harmonious, loving marriage. Nikah marriage can be a wonderful, wonderful, long, long honeymoon. A sample, a small little sample of Jannah and paradise. That is a bed of roses. But when we come to deception, when we are not honest, we betray the trust and so forth, then it becomes a bed of thorns and a small Jahannam and hellfire. And that is what you are asking for, brother. So therefore, forget all that ideas of yours. You choose one only. Okay, we are almost time up now. Let me go through the programs for the afternoon. 12 to 1 after the news, inshallah, by Yusuf Ali, will be Majlis of Mufti Ibrahim Saleji. 105 to 130, the tafsir after the Adhan, Surah Kahf, verses 29 and 30. 130 to 2, Surah Yunus, verses 65-66. 2 to 3, Madrasa on A by Mona Zahid Khan. 3 to 3.30, the repeat of this morning's Q&A. Then 3.30 to 4, Sheikh Salim Dorat, inshallah, and Hasad Ka Ilaj, that is the cure and treatment for jealousy. So you know how people today, they're jealous and so forth. So that will be in Urdu, Hasad Ka Ilaj. 4 to 5, Ulumul Quran by Mufti Yusuf Mangera. So that's a good series. Then 5 to 7, Mona Khalid Yaqub. And then 7 to 7.30, the repeat of today's tafsir that we have. And then 7.30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10, Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan. And then 10 to 11, Maulana Ridwan Kaji. So that is our lineup for today. Make dua for us and the Ummah at large. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhahullah. Well, it's time for the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.